Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
Pretty much everyone on the planet is stupid at some point.
Okay.
I'm stupid probably more often than most people. Do you have those moments where you, like, you realize that everybody on the planet knew something and then you didn't know it?
You just had one and I was trying to think of what it was. It was just recent. In fact, it shocked me, like, you admitted that. What the hell was
now
it?
Now you've got me, like, because I just found out another one, and I'm wondering if you know this.
Oh.
This may not be in Everybody Knew But Me, though. We want you to call and tell us, admit the thing that, like, somehow everyone on the planet had figured out and you didn't know it.
Yes.
I didn't know, God, I don't, you're a geek about movie stuff, but I don't think you know Toy Story that well.
The first one.
Do you know that Woody has a last name? I don't feel like this is a great example of Everybody Knew But Me, because I feel like you'd have to be a I've watched them all multiple times, and I did not know he had a last name. Woody from Toy Story absolutely has a last name.
This has nothing to do with, was Woody the dad's toy as a compared to, what's his, Andy's
That's
toy.
Been my theory for a lot of years.
That isn't good. They're separate.
And I don't know when they would have said it. Maybe it was in the credits in like the second one when he was doing, forgive us for geeking out on Toy Story right now, but like he has a last name.
Andy has a last name, but not.
What's Andy's last name? Do you know Andy's? You guys, you don't know what it's like to be in a room with Steve, because he'll say, like, what was the license plate number of the car that drove, or what? No, what was the name of the jazz club, the kid in That Thing About You, that thing you do? Yes.
The blue spot.
And you're like, who cares?
But
he's literally doing what the actor did on top of the taxi cab at that moment. It's like, it's frustrating.
I know.
But somebody just came up. I was waxing on and on about how much I loved. So I was super late to the game on Toy Story 4. Like, it's almost done being at theaters and almost out on video, but I just caught it last weekend.
Okay.
At the theaters, and I loved it. And I was like going on and on about how cute, how I thought Forky was so stupid in the
Okay.
It's like a spork with eyes on it. I'm like, this is the dumbest thing. They've run out of ideas. Pixar is over. And then I went and watched the movie, and I'm like, this is genius. It's so endearing. And I was just waxing on and on. And I can't remember who it was in the hallway. They were like, oh my God, Woody Pride. And I was like, who's Woody Pride?
No, okay. This wasn't part where he was part of that old time 50s show.
That's what I
where
feel like it had to be from
the
that.
Woody Pride Fun Hour.
Must
or whatever.
Have been.
It's Pride.
But it was Woody's Roundup.
Woody, that's it. Roundup.
But yeah. I don't know.
His last name is Pride.
Apparently.
And what, where, how?
I don't. That's what I'm saying.
It's your job to find this.
I know. I'm going to devote my life to figuring out.
But I love this type of stuff. I did not know that.
Did you know this is, there's what, 42% of the population, this is a great Everyone Knew But Me. 42%. That's a lot of people who weren't aware that electric cars don't need gas.
No, they don't.
I understand a little bit maybe why.
The hybrids we have.
That.
But they, what?
So like a Prius, that's a hybrid, right?
Yes.
But then a Tesla's not. Tesla's 100%.
Strictly 100%, yeah, electric.
Is that the only electric car?
No.
Oh, that's right. And like BMW has that something.
Which is a sweet machine.
It is, right? And I think
great.
Jaguar has, like, I've seen
They're
a couple different
coming,
things.
Yeah, Audi's starting to make one too now.
But if you have an electric car, it doesn't even have a hole for it.
And close to half of the people surveyed didn't understand.
Ford did the survey and they're like, everyone knew, but the people involved in this survey there's some stupid
That's
people
unsettling.
On the planet. It's beyond, right? it's a little bit scary. I'm trying to think. I know there's one. I can't remember what
I'm trying to think of the other one that you had.
Well, there was one
there
for
was.
Me. I just had an epiphany the other day.
Son of a.
I read another one. This may not make sense to a lot of people, because this is a word that my parents used to say. Stop being a square.
Oh, yeah, don't be a square.
Oh, my God, now you're doing Pulp Fiction.
I know, but she did a rectangle instead of a square. I bugged.
A square is a rectangle.
Technically, because you said in mathematics... Then
a square is a rectangle, but not every rectangle is a square.
Equidistant side.
Oh, my God, everybody just hang on. Quick little math lesson. A rectangle is something with two sets of parallel sides, so there's four 90-degree angles.
Yes.
A square is just one that's all sides are the same length. So all squares are rectangles, but not all rectangles are squares.
All rectangles are squares.
But do you know where the term square came from?
Yeah, four square meals a day. Or a square meal a day. You have four squares a day.
No.
Three squares, what? No. Sorry.
Why would a meal be square? Wouldn't it be a well-rounded meal?
Yeah, that's what... Look at you. How could it be a square meal?
Why would it be a square meal? And then the food pyramid's a triangle.
Look
there's
at
almost
you.
Every plates around. When somebody says, get your three squares, what's a square?
Yes.
Nothing about a meal is ever square. There's no food that's square, really.
Exactly.
Sandwiches, maybe. Anyway, being a square means you're never around.
Hang on, this is like the Wendy's fast food burgers.
Yes.
We don't cut corners, that's why our burgers are round.
Exactly.
That's a little play
that's on... That's everyone knew but me. It's like all this time I'm eating a Wendy's burger not realizing that was part of their marketing campaign to say we don't cut corners.
Hence, we don't have round patty burgers.
Correct. And same with square. Don't be a square, because if you're square, you're never around.
You're never around. Dang.
Everyone knew but me.
Boom.
Here's another one. Did you ever watch That 70s Show?
I hated that
you
show.
You did?
With a passion.
Why? Because they smoked pot and it wasn't realistic?
No. Okay, I didn't mind the pot part.
Because that was the focus of the show. Was like they'd sit around and have their little...
Which is cool, but no one, that show was not funny in the least bit at all.
Oh, but Mila Kunis was so pretty.
She wasn't.
She is. Oh, you don't like her?
I like her as an actress. I just never thought she was hot. I know.
She's on like a list for me.
You love her.
Oh my God, are you kidding?
She's the factory girl for you.
She's she has two different colored eyes.
That's right. She has that thing.
She does.
Which makes her better than the...
Yes, better than...
the regular fact.
I just found this out. Because there was a kid, Wilder Valdemar, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
They called him Fez.
See, I just don't like saying his real name. It's just dumb.
Wilmer Valdemar.
All of that. just bugs.
It's some of the worst reasons to hate something.
The writing was
I don't like saying the name of one of the actors, so I'm boycotting it.
Kind of, sort of. It's a silly name.
His name, Fez, I just thought it was like Fez
in
for
the
no
show,
reason.
Fez.
Yes, they called him Fez.
That's also
Fez
a hat.
Is, right, the hat that the Shriners wear.
Yes, that's a Fez.
It.
What is it?
Foreign Exchange Student.
F-E-S.
His
Fez.
It was an acronym for what he...
Okay, that's cute.
Everybody knew but me.
That's actually kind
of
cool.
I feel like I've been left out my entire life. So here's what we're going to do. We want you to tell us yours. Do you have a thing that you were the last to know? You feel like kind of an idiot. Like everybody knows that little arrow now on the side of your gas tank.
Yes.
That's what side your thing is on.
I can't believe people couldn't figure that out.
But if you didn't know and you were the last to know, we want to hear what everybody knew but you. Stacy?
Yay.
Everybody knew but me.
Oh, I can't believe I'm doing this. This is embarrassing, but this is an honest to God true story. I was helping my daughter do her homework one night, and my husband was helping too, and she had to put, you know, populations. It was like a topographical map.
Okay.
And she got to Africa, started putting things, and I'm like, no, not there. There's not buildings. There's not people. It's like the jungle.
What?
And my husband looked at me and was like, Stacy, seriously? And I was like, there is no population and stuff like that down there.
Oh my!
I had no clue.
You literally thought this huge continent was just empty.
With Lion King, basically. Yeah, the jungle. Yeah. I had to leave the room. I was crying. I was so humiliated.
Oh.
And it was my kids.
My
favorite thing to tell people. I'm 41 years old and just found that out.
There's people in Africa?
What?
Where did they get that?
I thought they lived in huts, like on Time magazine covers and stuff.
National Geographic.
Oh, Stacy.
Yeah. National Geographic.
Yeah, let's not have you help with homework anymore, all right?
No, I'm not allowed to do anything with geography.
Yeah, no, you just make dinner and look pretty, okay?
Apparently so.
Thank you for the call, Stacy.
Oh, yeah.
Zach.
Yay.
Yay.
Everyone knew. Not you.
I didn't know that pickles were cucumbers.
They were pickled cucumbers.
It is one of the most remarkable things in the world, how many people don't make that connection.
Yeah, they look, ones are smaller than the other, but they are.
What I don't understand is why wouldn't we call them pickled cucumbers? Because when we pickle anything else.
Pickled eggs, pickled pig's feet, pickled olives, right. Pickled coleslaws, pickled.
Everything.
Everything is pickled except for that.
Why don't you call it a pickled cucumber right. And then people wouldn't be so confused.
Yeah, and cucumber is a fruit, by the way, too. Everyone thinks
exactly.
It's a vegetable.
Oh,
yeah.
My Lord. It's for you to get the next fact in there.
Sorry.
Come in off the turnbuckle with one more.
Knew.
Oh my God, I ruined it. That whole thing. You know what really makes me mad is when people get down in the weeds on that. Do you know a tomato is a fruit? I'm like, great. Do you know what's not a berry?
Oh, a strawberry.
A strawberry's not a berry.
Yeah, because it has the seeds on the outside or
which
something.
Which makes it something else.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called.
So you guys didn't know that until we just told you. You guys are dumb.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Zach. They're, I know. It's society's fault for calling
pickled
them
pickled cucumbers.
That's what it should be called.
Yeah.
Liz?
Yai.
Can I just have a quick second?
Sure.
Really rapidly, you like spouted off 1,000 things that are pickled. Is that pretty much your whole diet at this point?
Pickled olives, pickled eggs.
I'm just. It was
meat.
Really weird that you like
I
had
a
bunch
of pickled foods.
Oh yeah. Okay. Anyway, Liz, what did everyone know but you?
Okay, so I was like 14-ish, and we were sitting at Thanksgiving dinner. So my entire family was there, and we were just talking. And I said, "What's a widget?" And they were like, "What do you mean, what's a widget?" And I said, "You know, in where it says, and to the Republic for widget stands in the Pledge of Allegiance, what's a widget?"
Oh, Jesus.
I thought you said, you don't want to use examples like a company called ABC makes a widget or something.
No, this is much worse.
Yes.
This is considerably worse.
I cannot tell you how. The looks on their face.
I like you. You're cute, Liz.
No, everything about that's adorable.
It's adorable.
Did you get to see mashed potatoes spraying out of nostrils at that point?
No, they just looked at me like, how do you even tie your shoes in the morning?
Do you or are you a Velcro girl? You're a Velcro girl.
Zippers.
I like zippers. Yeah, I knew it. Wow. That is...
Widget stands.
Thank you, Liz. Lisa.
Yai.
Everyone knew but you.
So me and my husband were walking around a farm, and we came across a donkey, and he looked at me, and I'm like, you know how they're made? And he was like, yeah, he was kind of intrigued. I always thought it was a horse and a cow that made it together. I didn't realize it was a true breed.
Oh my!
I got to admit, for a long time, I thought it was a horse and something else.
I had no clue, and looked at me like, you got to be kidding me.
You guys, neither of you thought that it could have its own breed?
No, I thought the breed started from... Like combining two old-timey farmy.
Old-timey.
Well, almost everything started as two. All right.
Ye old time. Back in the day.
I get it. Somebody's like, man, if only we could get something shorter than a horse and way mean.
Wow.
Yeah.
Lisa.
No, I get that. That's not great.
He still shakes his head at me.
Yeah.
I would definitely
Who's
be.
Who's the ass now?
Well, I get it. Thank you for the call, Lisa.
Nice, Lisa.
Ashley?
Yai.
Everyone knew but you.
So when I was little, my parents told me I could only have ice cream sundaes on Sundays. So flash forward to high school, I'm with my friends. They want some ice cream. I say, but guys, it's not Sunday.
Oh boy.
I look stupid. I told my parents, and they said, oh, crap, we forgot to tell you.
We set that whole thing in motion and forgot to, like, undo it. Take the pin back out of
the
it.
The Schwann's guy pulled up in my driveway on Tuesday.
No! Everybody get down! What did you think could possibly happen if you like eat ice cream on the wrong day?
Oh my gosh, I don't know. The world would implode.
Oh, Ashley.
That is really sad. Thank you for the call. Katie.
Yai.
Everyone knew but you.
Well, just until recently, about a month ago, I thought that the yellow line on TV for first down was a real line that the stadium provided at a football game.
Oh, Katie.
So they're just out there painting the hell out of it every time anybody moves the ball. It's like, I'm the yellow line guy.
Time out. You guys got to move away.
Not painting, but I thought there was some sort of a light that was
Oh, that they,
oh, it's a laser light. And we can all tell if he crosses that line.
Yeah. It's like a dance floor that lights
right.
up.
Right, little LED.
Yeah.
And then, so when did you, did you actually attend a football game and go, where the hell's the yellow line?
Yes, I attended a game with my husband and my son and asked where the yellow line was.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, no, that's embarrassing. Yeah. Finding that out in the comfort of your own home is one thing, right, but finding it out in a stadium, yeah, that's awkward.
They both gave me the love.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Katie.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.